You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. It's me, Alex Mearns, all alone. But who cares? I'm with you. I'll get to talk football. And normally we do about Premier League, don't we? We normally talk about the big talking points in the Premier League. We're going to talk about the League Cup. We're going to talk about the League Cup because my football team, Leeds United, are doing really, really well in the competition. We're through to the quarterfinals and I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing about Leeds United. I love them at the moment. It's so nice enjoying, listening, watching, hearing about your football club, liking your manager, even liking the players on the pitch. And we'll get on to Chris Wood and whether I like him further on into this podcast, but I'm enjoying it. And this is what football's about. I forgot about enjoying Leeds United. Last season, the previous season, basically every second under the ownership of Massimo Cellino, I've not enjoyed until this year. And he put Gary Monk in place. He gave him the manager's job. And Gary Monk is making me excited. He's got a team that cares, that fights, that wins tackles, that goes 2-1 down at home to Norwich with 10 men in extra time and brings it back to 2-2 and wins on penalties. That is what Gary Monk is putting into his football team. My football team. I live in London, so you can have a go at me, Leeds fans, for not being a super supporter, for not going to every single game. But the game I have gone to this season is Barnsley at home. And I went with all my mates, but I live in Harrogate, and we all went home to Leeds and we watched the game. And it was shocking for me how much I enjoyed it. It didn't feel like a waste of money like it has done under Neil Warnock, under the endless managers I've watched in the previous 5, 6, 7 years. It's enjoyable. The football was good. The players looked like they were working for the shirt. I was buzzing. We won 2-1, and that's kind of been what Leeds United have been about this season. Close, close games. 1-0s, 1-1s, 2-1s, whether we're on the right side or the wrong side of the results. We've been in matches. We haven't been losing 4-0 at half-time like we were to Brighton last year. Where you watching it on the telly in London, and I'm watching it with my friends, and I'm embarrassed. You're embarrassed to be a Leeds United fan. I'm not embarrassed anymore. I'm proud. I'm proud of what I'm watching. The Wigan result the other week, where we were at home, we should have won. We were 1-0 up until the 92nd minute and they get a draw. We should have seen it out, but we're in that match. The Derby match, where we lost. I watched it on TV. I didn't think we were that bad. We went 1-0 behind after it being close. They had a lot of possession, but who cares? Because we're in matches. We are not getting battered. When you talk to people, and I've said this before on the podcast, when I'm in London, when I'm at uni, or what team do you support? Oh, you do the Football Hour podcast. All right, what team do you support? I support Leeds United. And it's normally met with a snigger or a laugh or, hey, haven't you got that wacky owner who sacks everyone? For them, it's a joke. For me, that's life. That's what you've got to put up with. People laughing at your football club. People aren't laughing anymore. People are taking note of Leeds United. People are saying, oh, didn't Leeds get a good result the weekend? Isn't Gary Monk doing well at Leeds United? Isn't the confidence back at Elland Road? And the confidence is back inside me. I feel it. I'm excited. I watched the Norwich League Cup game on a stream and it was exciting. The penalties was exciting. Watching Leeds United, watching Calvin Phillips come on. And even though Pontus Janssen's not playing, he was doing a Pontus Janssen impression with his tackling, with his fight, with his hunger. He won the ball back for the equaliser. He gave it to Matt Grimes. Matt Grimes has not had the best starts to his Leeds United career. And I don't think he played very well on Tuesday, but what a tremendous ball into Sacco. And Sacco, he's just a little kid, isn't he? I don't know whether he knows how to pass properly. That's why he has to go on these runs. And he goes on little adventures. And he went on one on Tuesday. And he took his defender on. And he put in a fantastic cross for Chris Wood. I think he was offside. But you know what? When you're playing well, when you're putting teams under attack, when you're breaking at pace, often the linesman can't keep up with play. And he makes the decision for you. The decision's made and he can't give offside. And we got the equaliser and he went to penalties. And Mirko Silvestri, start of the season, I didn't want him to ever put on a Leeds United shirt again. I didn't even want him to sit on the bench. He liked to tweet with a picture at the start of the season when Gary Monk was under pressure. He liked to tweet from a newspaper which read, "Leeds win, but Gary Monk still expected to get the sack," or something like that. And a Leeds United player liked that about his own manager. He come under awful scrutiny from me, from Leeds fans on Twitter, at the ground, but he put in a performance, which a goalkeeping performance in that penalty shootout, I've never seen a goalkeeper for Leeds United perform like that. Save three bloody penalties. Three. Who does that? It was unbelievable, the fight shown. And we know he's a good shot stopper, but he can't catch on corners and he likes tweets, which he shouldn't do, and he can't kick properly, and that's why Rob Green's ahead of him. But he came in when he was asked to do a job, and he did a job tremendously. The celebrations at the end. Did you see Luke Ayling carrying Louis Cole, who got taken off because he really, really badly did his knee in that game, and we went down to 10 men. But he's running with Louis Cole on his back to join in the celebrations when we won the penalty shootout. That's what I want to see from players. I don't want to see Belushi acting like a clown on the pitch. I don't want to see Sol Bamba pretending he's Beckenbauer and losing the ball and committing fouls. I want to see team spirit. And previous years, we've had teams within teams within teams. We've had little groups of people who like each other, people who like the manager, people who like the owner. Now I feel like we're a collective. We're a collective group. We're a team. And this team is now sitting in the highest position it has under Massimo Cellino's ownership. 10th. Premier League fans, that might seem laughable. Oh, we're buzzing, we're sitting 10th. But we're a few points off the playoffs. We're in a good position. And this is what it's all about. It's a slow race. It's a marathon, the championship. It's about getting in position. Being able to be in that position where if you go on a run of 4 or 5 wins, you do not know where you're going to end up. You can go from 10th to being 3rd. You can go from 10th to being 17th. That is the nature of the beast. But I'm buzzing. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch my football team or listen to BBC Radio Leeds or listen to LUTV Radio Stream. Whatever I can get, because I'm passionate about my club. And just because I can't get to matches doesn't mean I don't have the passion for the club. It's hurt in previous years. It's really hurt being a Leeds United fan, but it's not hurting at the moment. I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of the players. I love Pontus Janssen. He's a warrior. He's an absolute warrior. He's a hero. The song, he would head that brick. If a brick was thrown at him, he'd head that bloody brick. Cal Bartley alongside him. It was vital he played in that Norwich game because we played our B team. Well, we played a lot of the people who were on the bench, not a beating, good players. But Cal Bartley, he was the leader of them team, that inexperienced team, that young team. I'm just buzzing about the players in midfield. Calvin Phillips, Ewan O'Kane. What a player. He gets on midfield so structured. That's the reason we either draw games 0-0, we win games 1-0, we draw 1-1. Because they're tight games. Because we don't allow teams to get 1, 2, 3 goals ahead of us and have to come back. You don't go on live scores and see 10 minutes in, Leeds United are 2-0 down. Because we're structured. Gary Monk has got the team in place. We're not experienced. We've got a striker in Chris Wood who I'm so confused about whether I like the bloke or hate the bloke. It gives me nightmares. It gives me dreams. I don't know what to make of Chris Wood. He scores goals. It's like Arsene Wenger for Arsenal fans, isn't he? You love him. You love him 1 minute and then you hate him the next. But if he keeps scoring goals, if he keeps us in games, you know what, Chris Wood? By the end of the season, I'll get a tattoo of your name across my forehead. Wood on my forehead. I'm lying. Obviously, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm not even going to get a shirt with your name on the back. But that's just because I probably couldn't afford it. It might be a sale at the end of the season. Depends if you get us into playoffs. What am I going on about? Who knows? Chris Wood, just keep scoring, okay? You can do it. We drew Liverpool at Anfield. Before the draw was made, I wanted Hull City at home. I wanted a home tie. because I want a team to come to Elland Road. I wanted the worst team left in the draw, and I thought it was Hull City unless Sunderland beat Southampton, and obviously that they proved that they were the worst team in the draw, but they didn't make it through to the draw, Sunderland. So I would have taken Hull City at home, but we're going to Anfield. And Luke Garber, you've promised me already that you're going to sort tickets out, and if you're listening to this podcast, you cannot let me down. It's on a podcast now that you promised to get tickets in the away end for Leeds versus Liverpool. You made a promise to your friend, me, that you're going to get tickets. So you better get the bloody tickets, because I'm excited. I've never been to Anfield before. I'm a football fan who's watched great nights at Anfield, watching Liverpool. Can you imagine if Leeds United went to Anfield and caused an upset? And we're in the semis of the League Cup. Home and away is the semis. So I know we're not two games away, we're three games away from Wembley. But when I was in bed after the penalties on Tuesday night, I work in London for an events company who provide staff for Wembley Stadium when matches are on. I was in bed thinking, I do the Royal Box. So if there's an FA Cup final or any England game, I'm in the Royal Box at Wembley. I'm the staff there, greeting basically all the hierarchy of the clubs that are playing. They get invited to the Royal Box, and I'm a waiter, and I'm stood there, and I say hello, and I look smiley, whether it's Manchester United, last FA Cup final. I was waiting Sir Alex Ferguson's table. I shook Sir Bobby Charlton's hand. I went nowhere near Sir Alex Ferguson's hand. I put the plate down. I did my job, because I don't want to get sacked. But I know this is dream world. If Leeds United get to the League Cup final, I can't get tickets, right? I will apply for a job. I will stand there before kickoff, and I'll say 5 minutes before kickoff to my manager, oh, I think I've got a bit of a dicky stomach. Oh, I don't feel too well here. I need to go home. And I will leg it. I will run. I will get a seat at that final, because I might not be a season ticket holder, but I'm passionate about my club, and I will do anything, anything to watch my club at Wembley. We might get battered at Anfield, but that is what football does when you get to these stages of cups. I'm dreaming now. I'm dreaming of what can be, what I could do, how exciting it is. I'm not dreaming about whether Steve Evans will get sacked, how many goals we're going to get battered by Brighton. I'm not worried. Well, I'm still worried about Massimo Cellino doing something crazy and sacking Gary Monk. But I'm a little less worried. Yeah, I've been Alex Mearns. I love Leeds United. There you go. And you know what? Say it quietly. I love Chris Wood. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This podcast is quite successful at the moment, and people listens in Japan and stuff, and United States and Canada, they're going to think, who the hell is Chris Wood? Chris Wood is the striker of Leeds United. And he's going to fire us to Wembley. And we're going to beat Man United in the final. Oh, come on, Leeds. We can do it. So, as I say, I need to round off this podcast, because it's just absolute spew at the moment, isn't it? So, I've been Alex Mearns. If you're listening on iTunes, if you're a new Leeds United fan and just listen to this podcast, you're listening on your iPhone, your computer, and you want to get all the podcasts, which I do, directly to your phone, press subscribe, give a rating. If you're a Leeds United fan, please give me a rating. It gets me up the iTunes charts. And you know what? I'm obsessed with looking at the iTunes charts. I spend my whole life seeing if we've gone up from 98 to 97 or back down, which normally happens. We go down the chart. But if you subscribe, if you give me a 5-star rating, we'll go flying up the charts, just like Leeds United will up the championship table. Okay? That's a good metaphor. Right. Thank you for listening. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour Leeds United special.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.